This is an MP3 audio clip from the weekly People First radio broadcast.
CHLY 101.7 FM, Vancouver Island. On the web, www.chly.ca.
A juried art exhibition called One in Five opened on Friday, October 15th in Victoria. It features works by a diverse group of artists in the form of photography, found object sculpture, painting, drawing, and digital media. The exhibition is called One in Five because one in five Canadians will experience mental health problems. The 10 artists in the exhibition have all at some point in their lives experienced mental health issues. The exhibition is considered an opportunity to open up discussion, raise awareness, and help others learn more about mental health.
I attended the opening reception for One in Five on Friday, October the 15th, and spoke with a number of the artists about their work. Leif Evans is a Vancouver-based artist who began painting after a severe bout with depression unraveled his life, and he found himself living on the downtown east side of Vancouver. I asked him to comment on a painting from his collection in the One in Five exhibition, and here's what he had to say.
There are little watersheds, and I would classify this as one of them. It was a step I made in a particular direction. I like the treatment that I've generated. I like the design elements that I've managed to create through the slats, through the chairs, the negative space, and the use of the chair as a sort of a lyrical means of drawing your eye through the length of the painting.
And why chairs specific?
No particular reason. In fact, I find I don't attach much in the way of autobiographical material to my paintings. I'm composition and color oriented, and if I have to have anything autobiographical, it's through the composition and color. I enjoyed the network of color and the network of design that was generated by three chairs that are overlapping each other in the corner of a room. And I thought they did fascinating things. I like how it comes out of sort of a Matisse motif. I enjoy, I'm a big fan of an artist named Robert Diebenkorn. I like to think that I've caught some of his sensibilities in here, and that's what pleases me more than anything is the progress I'm making towards a particular aesthetic that I'm trying to achieve.
Leif Evans, thank you.
Thank you.
My name is Anna Norris.
Now, Anna, we're standing in front of a beautiful, small painting, acrylic on canvas, called Wonderment. Tell us about that.
Oh, thanks. Well, that was in the winter with my daughter. It was snow coming down, and we were both looking up in wonderment. And my partner took a photo, and I loved to capture that moment. And added some colors, obviously added the blossomy colors in there, and a bit more swirliness, and there it is.
Why is this? You said this is your favorite painting in the collection shown here tonight. Why is that?
Because it's with my daughter, who I love dearly, and it's a moment that captures one of the ultimate feelings in life, I think, which is one of wonderment.
Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Hi, my name is Luke Garrison.
Luke, we're standing in front of three pieces of art, and I'm wondering, it says digital photo montage. What do these represent, and how did you put these together?
Well, I just do a lot of visual experimentation. I studied art and I studied design, and I try to work a little bit of design into my artwork just to balance, like keep it balanced and... Well, I guess having suffered from mental illness for a long time, I'm looking for sometimes safety, and I find that looking at things a little retro, it's for simpler times. Like try to emulate simpler times with my work.
Thanks very much.
The This is People First Radio. 1 in 5 Canadians will experience mental health problems in their lifetime. And as part of a wider awareness-raising effort by the nonprofit Victoria Fine Arts Festival, an art exhibition called 1 in 5 runs October 15th to November 6th in Victoria, BC. The 10 artists in the exhibition have all at some point in their lives experienced mental health issues. We're sharing comments from some of those artists about the work they've contributed to the exhibition.
Tara Timmer's photograph of a little toy horse became the image used on the poster for the 1 in 5 event. I asked her about that image.
Tara Timmer's?
Tara, we're standing in front of a photograph called Animal Self. Tell us about that.
Well, it's funny. I found a little toy horse in the hallway of my apartment building, so I took it across the street to St. Anne's Academy, put it on the concrete steps, and took a photo of it. And when I brought it home, I thought, what is this? And what was the meaning of it? And it's really about my animal self. It's about the primal instincts, the intuitive ways I deal with people in the world. But it has a playful piece about it, too, is that life is not always so serious. It's time to laugh and find the humor and the whimsy in things, because I've been through a very difficult path. I've had a lot of challenges thrown, you know, in my way, and I've been able to overcome those challenges by getting educated and working and sort of showing a positive face and role modeling to the mental illness that exists for many people in our society. So I wanted to inspire, and for me, this animal self just... it was the epitome of the whole idea of overcoming these challenges and also playfulness and finding that child within that may have been hurt and helping them heal through art.
Where is the little horse right now?
Well, actually, the little horse disappeared. Yes, I have two cats. And I'm not sure if the horse is under the fridge or if it's under the bed or if it just disappeared altogether, got eaten. But my cats are my therapists, and they do with things what they will.
Is photography your preferred method for creating art?
Actually, I'm a poet. And I'm also a musician. I have a CD and 2 poetry books that I've developed myself. I do music shows and spoken word events. I do open mics in the city. So words are actually a lot easier for me than the drawing or painting. Photography, I have a family member who was also into photography, and I loved the pieces that they put together. So that was my father. So he inspired me to go ahead and start taking photos, and just of anything interesting, different types of things that aren't your typical norms. And so I'm planning on doing more along the lines of this animal self with the whimsy feel. I'm going to purchase a few different items or find them somewhere in the community and take them in interesting places and hopefully do another show in the future somewhere.
Tara, thank you.
Yeah.
Hi, my name is Deborah Lee.
Now, Deborah, we're sitting here in front of a pen, ink, and watercolor called Dreamtown.
Yes.
What is it about?
It has a real kind of dreamlike quality to it, and it's sort of, I think, from within your mind while you're dreaming, or in my mind anyways, I would imagine that sort of background, sort of a fairy-like, fairy town, more like a dream town, in the back, and these just imaginary figures and buildings, and I even have a fish in there. I don't know what else to say. It's just very dream-like and what someone might dream about.
What is it about dreaming or dream state or dream-like, the dream-like quality that intrigues you?
Well, it's complete freedom as far as expression. And while you're dreaming, it's such a personal thing. And no one can interfere with it, can mess with it. It's just, it happens. And it's really cool because of what can come out in a dream. And often memories from my dreams will come out in my paintings. So,
thanks, Deborah.
Thank you.
Gloria Heaston.
Gloria, we're standing in front of a piece of art, batik with ink, called Hidden. Tell us about this piece of art.
This piece of art was created with mental illness in mind, and there's many faces hidden within the dying process, and I only outline some of them, and that sort of talks about mental illness within inside of us.
Is batik your main method for creating art, or what's your experience been over time?
I've had many experiences in different forms of art, but my passion would definitely have to be in drawing.
Why is that? Why is the passion in drawing, for example, as opposed to painting or sculpting or something else?
I just find the pencil very humble, and it produces such a visual, stunning effect.
Thanks very much, Gloria.
You're welcome.
Ann Turner and Wallace Millay were also at the opening. Wallace Millay is an artist and activist from Nanaimo. Ann Turner is an artist and student at Vancouver Island University. Now, we interviewed them last week, Ashta, as you're well aware, and I want to thank them for helping us out on this story. I caught up with Ann Turner just before I left the 1 in 5 opening reception, and she had some news to share with me. Here's Ann Turner. Now, Ann, you were telling me that a couple of your paintings have been sold.
Yes, that's right. I'm very, very excited about it. I'm just excited because I even got accepted for the show. And I had a feeling that maybe something might get sold, but I just so surprised two of them already. I'm just very, very happy.
And where are the paintings going? You have a sense of where at least one of them is going.
One of them is going to a couple from from Seattle, and the wife is a nurse practitioner, and she deals in psychiatry, and so I know that that will certainly be of help to any of her clients that come. And the other one, the gentleman, is from Victoria, and he's lost his wife through a heart attack, and I lost my boyfriend through a heart attack. And so he said that the heart, which is the prominent thing in there, really appealed to him. So I just hope that they find nice places on their walls and they enjoy them.
Now, what has your experience been this evening at this gallery showing? This is the first time you've done something like this.
No, it's not really, but I have done some in Parksville and Nanaimo, but this is the first one I've done that's actually lots of different people. I'm very, very excited. I'm very happy about it.
Wonderful. Well, thanks, Anne. Congratulations on the sales that happened as well.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
One in Five runs October 15th to November 6th, 2010, at 705 Johnson Street in downtown Victoria. The exhibition closes with a panel discussion on Sunday, November 6th at 2 p.m. The artists will speak about mental illness, motivation, and the genre of outsider art. You can find One in Five online at the Victoria Fine Art Festival website.
People First Radio is an initiative of Columbian Center Society, broadcast on Radio Malaspina Society's CHLY Radio from Nanaimo, British Columbia. The opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily of those organizations.